Thursday, 3 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Isaiah chapter 58. As we're looking at God's saying through Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, that there were going to be four great needs, or there were four great needs that need to be addressed, and that was building up the old waste places, raising up the foundation for many generations, repairing the broken breaches, and restoring paths to dwell in. Now, why was this so needed? Because Israel was on the verge of going into captivity. One of the most dangerous things that you can hear in our country today, in the United States of America, and in Western civilization is, well, I don't think God will let us get into that severe trouble. After all, we still sending out some missionaries, and we're trying to reach some people for the Lord. Well, we want to continue to reach people for the Lord, and we still want to send missionaries out. But, dear friend, our country and Western civilization as a whole has turned its back on God. And God makes it clear that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And the United States, nor any other country, is an exception to God's rule. So we're looking at conditions. Jeremiah, I tell you, I love the book of Jeremiah. I am in agreement with him. As Jeremiah saw the days of his people coming to a close as far as their liberty was concerned, and he knew that captivity was near. Listen to what Jeremiah had to say to the people of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 2. Therefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For I pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. He said, Jeremiah, just go out and look all around and see if you can see anything as bad as what's happening in this country that had one time obeyed the Lord and loved the Lord, yea, where even the temple had been built, it had replaced the tabernacle, where the priesthood was located. They had the oracles of the Word of God. I mean, they had so many advantages, and yet they had turned their back on the Lord. And God said, now you pass over and see if you can see anything such as this. Hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. I want you to notice this. My people have committed two evils. What are they, dear Lord? They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. And then I think about Jeremiah chapter 12 and the question that is asked there. Jeremiah is addressing the Lord, and I'll begin reading in verse 1. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. He said, Lord, I know you're righteous, but I've got a question that I want to ask of thee. He said, wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. Is that not what we read in Isaiah chapter 58? The people were fasting and afflicting their bodies, but not their heart. It was all external. It was not internal. He said here in Jeremiah, thou art near in their mouth, but far from their reins, that is, far from their heart. But thou, O Lord, knowest me, thou hast seen me, and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. Now Jeremiah asks this question, how long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither? For the wickedness of them that dwell therein, the beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. And then this question, if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? And I think about how many people are dropping out on the Lord. How many people that could be in church are no longer in church. How many people that could be tithing are no longer tithing. How many people that could be witnessing for the Lord are no longer witnessing. And you talk to them, and they'll stand you down. I am a Christian. I'm born again. Yes, I know the Lord. Well, are you being faithful to the Lord? Well, I am in my own way, they'll say. Well, listen, how about God's way? How about let's forgetting about your way right now, and let's go to God's way? Well, you say, what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, he made it clear in the book of Hebrews. He makes it clear that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as a man of some is, but we'd exhort one another, and that much the more as we see the day approaching, as we see the coming of our Lord. Dear friend, being faithful in a local church, if at all possible for us to be there, is not nice, but it's necessary if we're going to be obedient to the Lord. And what a testimony it is to be faithful. I'll tell you, my heart would be so blessed today if some born-again child of God that's become a dropout out in radio land today, the Spirit of God get a hold to your heart, and you would realize this. Yep, I ran with the footmen, and they wearied me. Well, somebody said something I didn't like at church, so I'm just not going to go back anymore. They didn't notice me like they did other people. You let brother or sister so-and-so do something, and that's all the preaching, all the staff talk about. But if I do something, they don't ever take note. I'm just going to quit. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, how canst thou contend with horses? My friend, if we drop out over some insignificant situation that develops in our lives, or even some significant situation, what are we going to do when we have to contend with horses? You say, well, what do you mean contend with horses? I mean when the enemy comes in like a flood. I mean when the very foundations of our country and our churches and our homes are trembling and they are cracking and falling. How can we contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trusted, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? For those of you who live in the United States of America, thus far, we have had the most freedom, the most liberty of anybody in this world to serve and to love God. The foundation of this country was built on the Word of God. The Constitution of the United States is based on Anglo-Saxon law. And that law, dear friend, is based on the principles of the precious Word of God. The Ten Commandments, yes, but other great truths in the Word of God. Our forefathers knew that man is not inherently good. Man is inherently evil, and therefore there have to be laws, but these laws should be just laws. And these laws should not be enforced by a monarchy or an oligarchy, but we ought to be a government of the people and by the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. I'll tell you, we have had a wonderful opportunity. It was called a noble experiment, and the experiment is failing now, but I believe it can be renewed. I believe God is able to give revival. I believe he's able to give an awakening. He has in days gone by, and I would to God he would do so now. Listen, dear friend, we all get like Jeremiah did at some time. He said, Lord, ever since I came and talked to this people, I'm paraphrasing now, he said, I haven't had anything but trouble. He said, dear God, I'm going to quit. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to lift up my voice anymore. But he said his word was like a fire burning in my bones, and I could not contain. And then by the grace of God, he started serving God again. Oh, dear friend, I'm not Mr. Holy and Thou Art. I get discouraged too. And yes, I have fears as well. But I see that our window seems to be very limited that we have to serve the Lord. Let's redeem the time because of days of evil. Let's seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. The entrance of it truly giveth light. And forgive us, Lord, when we want to quit because we've run with the footmen and they wearied us. And in the land of peace wherein we trusted, we got weary and we wanted to drop out. Oh God, may there be a great renewing in the hearts of all who are listening to the Word of God today. And any who have dropped out, may they, quote, sign back up again, end quote. May they look to thee, confess their sin, get things right with thee, and get back into the fight again. We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Been good to be with you for another broadcast. I trust our Lord will be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing today. And please join us next broadcast if you can.